Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 735. Our topic is nutrition, and the title is 5 Tips for Nutritional Health While Traveling. If you've listened to the last 2 days worth of podcasts, I'm actually traveling right now. I'm up in Pennsylvania, and that sparked the idea for this podcast in the sense that discussing what has helped me feel better given the chaos of our schedule and not really knowing where we were going to be, what we were going to do, what we were going to have available, things like that. So a lot of our meals have come from what we could get at a gas station and just trying to find the best choices for hydration while balancing the desire to not have to pee every 5 minutes. So I wanted to share just some of that information. I thought it would be helpful. It might be a reminder on some concepts, but hopefully it's going to be some new things for you if you're newer to our podcast and haven't heard these things discussed. Basically, the top 5 things we're going to discuss are hydration, the frequency and size of meals, like how big and how often you should eat, when to eat, like do you eat early, do you eat late, do you eat middle of the day. Then we have supplements, suggestions, and the benefits of moving. So, let's get into the first one, hydration. That is absolutely, without a doubt, the most important component of feeling your best and feeling healthy, staying in a good, just kind of emotional state, mental state, because of the physical state you'll stay into. If you remain hydrated throughout the trip, and while you're traveling, so I kind of mix those two words together, but the more hydrated you are, the better you will feel. Often when people travel, they try to restrict fluid because they don't want to have to pee a bunch whenever they're driving or on planes or in various places and doing various things. However, that's really a negative. You should not at all hold back on what you drink. You actually should consume more fluid when you travel. This is because as our body has to sit for long periods of time as we change environments, so if you get on a plane, you know, in South Carolina, you get off the plane in Texas, your body's going to be thrown for a loop in regards to the climate change and whatnot. So hydration is actually more important when we travel, so it's completely counter to what we want if we were to restrict fluid while we travel. Now, I understand the need to not have to pee. That's inconvenient. It requires a lot of stops. Sometimes you flat out just can't get to a restroom. So what we can do is, if we understand the relationship between carbohydrates, sodium, and water, we can actually promote our body to store more water within the muscles and reduce the need to pee. So how we do this is, you want to consume dry carbohydrates before you start drinking fluid in the morning. Yes? So this would be dry carbohydrates. It can be oatmeal. It can be bread. I know oatmeal isn't necessarily dry. You can put it in some water. What I mean by dry carbohydrates is, don't drink a liquid carb, like a liquid sugar. So you have to eat a solid food carbohydrate, which could be oats, oatmeal, potatoes, be bagels, bread, pasta, rice, anything like that. Anything that's carbohydrates. And those are going to more starchy carbs, if you noticed in the list, but they combined with sodium that's either naturally occurring in the food, or you can even actually salt your food if the food you're eating doesn't have a high degree of natural sodium inside of it. You can salt the food, and having the carbohydrates plus the salt, the sodium, is going to store the water that you then drink throughout the day in your muscles. This allows you to drink more fluid, stay more hydrated, especially in the muscles, hydrations, and then not have to pee a million times. So, eat carbohydrates beginning of the day. Make sure there's some sodium in there. If it's not a food that contains a lot of sodium, then add salt to it. And then when you drink your fluid, you'll be able to hold that water inside of you more throughout the day. Now, I have done this for years. So I've been a personal trainer at my own gym now for almost 10 years, right about 10 years. And when I first started, I was training clients 12 to 14 hours a day. And that was face-to-face, in person. They weren't like on a treadmill for 30 minutes while I was doing something else for 30 minutes. It was face-to-face. They're staring at me, I'm staring at them for 12 to 14 hours a day. So how did I do that? How did I stand on my feet for 6 to 8 hours at a time? And, like, that's how I usually did it, by the way, is 6 to 8 hours in the morning, an hour or two for lunch, and then 6 to 8 hours in the evening. Now, how I was able to not have to pee 4 million times in between all my clients was I did exactly this. I ate solid food carbohydrates, salted them, and then drank fluid throughout the day. I drank fluid that had calories so I could maintain my calorie needs. But that allowed me to maybe only have to pee one time within an 8 hour block or not at all. So this is extremely helpful. It's helped a lot of the truck driver clients I've had, a lot of different unpredictable type of professions like nurses, police officer, firefighters, things in which person isn't always going to have a consistent break time to know exactly when they're going to be able to pee or anything like that. So this has absolutely helped a ton of people, so please use it for your benefit. You also want to just kind of check your hydration throughout the day. Your urine should be relatively clear. If it's a really dark yellow, then you absolutely need to get some fluid in you, 100%. But the urine should be relatively clear. And if you feel thirsty, you're late. Meaning that the second you feel thirsty, please start drinking some fluid right now. You should not be enduring thirst. The sign of thirst means your body's thirsty. It means it's dehydrated. It needs fluid. So listen to it. Drink up. Also, have an idea to like kind of check in with your body every hour. When we travel, we tend not to pay attention to our bodies, and we're used to quote-unquote feeling like kind of crappy or miserable. That doesn't have to be the case. There's no way in the world that that needs to be the way that it is. You can check in with your body every hour, say at the start of every hour, say, okay, am I thirsty? Am I hungry? Do I need to move? You go through the next hour, am I thirsty? Am I hungry? Do I need to move? So part of what I'm going in the moment right now is a lot of sitting and kind of waiting. So one day, for example, I had 8 hours where I just sat in a chair and waited. And I got up after 3 or 4 hours of doing computer work, kind of walked around, went to the bathroom even though I didn't really need to, just kind of wanted to move. Then sat back up in a different chair in a different part of the room just to kind of feel a little bit different. But I tried to break it up. I did some movement. I checked in with my body. I had fluid with me. I had snacks with me. So you want to check in with your body every hour and say, am I thirsty? Am I hungry? Do I need to move? Last thing is kind of how much fluid should you aim for? A minimum of a half gallon of fluid. Now, some of you go way over that and that's great, but I have met clients who maybe drink 32 ounces of water a day, which is horrible, horrible for your body. You absolutely need to drink more. Well, I feel fine. No, you feel like shit. You just don't recognize it because you're used to feeling like shit. So your body has registered it as normal. It is not normal. That is not good. Drink more fluid. Okay. So I would tell people to aim for at least a half gallon of water, non-carbonated fluid. It doesn't have to, it can be like sweet tea, it can be Gatorade, it can be other things, but non-carbonated fluid, like coffee's fine as well. But try to get a half gallon of fluid in, minimum, with a gallon being a better goal. Okay, tip number two, small and frequent meals over big seldom feedings. This is typically what happens when we travel. People maybe eat something for breakfast, but it's quick and it's kind of small. Then they tend to kind of get about their day, get busy, get drawn out, get overstrung, get tired, get worn out, and then they eat an enormous, huge amount of food, whether it's midday, mid-afternoon, or the only meal they had was evening. But they tend to just have big, huge meals. Combine this when you're traveling with the fact that most people feel dehydrated. Well, this is a pretty horrible environment to put your body in. Our body requires water to process food. So if you are dehydrated and you throw a huge pile of food into your body, that is not going to be very comfortable for your body. Your body will not be happy with you. It absolutely will be stressed. So this is something we want to consider is if we know we're battling dehydration, normally when we travel, we don't want to compound it by making it worse with big, infrequent feedings. Instead, we want to have small, frequent feedings. So me, throughout the day, I'm snacking on some cashews, I'm snacking on some Fig Newtons, which I like. I'm sipping a little bit of milk, sipping a little bit of iced tea. I am 280 pounds, so I can get away with drinking iced tea throughout the day and not worry about like sugar and diabetes and stuff. My muscles chew right through it. so I'm very fortunate. But if I wasn't, I would be drinking water and maybe still some milk because I like it for the proteins. But that's basically what I'm doing. And then I get, I've been eating a bigger meal at home for breakfast, and I've been eating a bigger meal at night to try to kind of make up some calories at the end of the day. But I eat a little bit all day, and that allows me to feel my best. I feel good. My body doesn't feel kind of like watery. Doesn't feel bogged down. It just feels like I'm bored, basically, middle of the day. But I don't have any body pain or any body hurt or any kind of discomfort in my digestion system. So no gas, no bloating, nothing like that. So the smaller, more frequent meals you eat, the better when you're traveling. Just buy something and then pick on it throughout the next few hours. Then buy something, then pick on it for the next few hours. You don't have to eat a big lump sum at one time. Okay, tip number three is eat early, not late. So again, don't do what we normally do. What we normally do is dehydrated. What we normally do is big, huge feedings later in the day. We're trying to undo that stuff. So try to eat early. Eat ahead of your energy. Your food is energy. Before we drive our car, we know we have to put gas in our gas tank. Before you move your body, put some damn food in the body. The body will move without you feeding it, but it doesn't mean it's a good thing that it does, and it doesn't mean that's the way your body prefers. Your body prefers to be fueled ahead of when it's going to need energy. That allows us to keep cortisol stress low, which helps with mental and emotional stress, by the way. It also helps reduce water bloat, reduces cravings later in the day that cause us to overeat, and it just has a wide variety of benefits for us. So please get in the habit of trying to eat more of your calories at the beginning of the day rather than at the end of the day. Tip number four, supplements. So if you're traveling, your immune system can sometimes take a beating being exposed to all these new things. Typically also our sleep is pretty crap and our food is pretty crap when we travel. So taking some vitamin C will help your immune system. You can overdose on it, take as much as you want. You're just going to pee out the extra. You can also take digestive enzymes, which help with digesting foods. So these are things you want to have on hand. You can get them really dirt cheap from Amazon, pretty much. Or from your local nutrition store at Rock Hill Nutrition, because one of my best friends owns that store. So if you live in the Rock Hill area, go to Rock Hill Nutrition, owned by Steve Wayman. If you don't, then, you know, whether they give it to Amazon, if that's fine. But vitamin C is something you can always have on hand. Grab it when you go. Digestive enzymes are something you can always have on hand. Grab it when you go. So that way you're always prepared. Another one is just a general multivitamin. And that just helps with general health while you're traveling. It makes sure that your body's running tip-top shape and is in the best care for itself. So the Now supplement brand, it's N-O-W, and it's like white and orange bottles. Those are some of my favorite ones. That's my favorite kind of company. They have really good quality standards. So that's a good recommendation if you've never tried theirs. And for multivitamin, they have, for men's multivitamin, they have one called Adam. And for women's multivitamin, they have one called Eve. But they're a really good company. They also have the vitamin C. They have digestive enzymes and some other ones as well. But those are some big three kind of supplements that I think are really good to do. So vitamin C for immune system, digestive enzymes to help with digesting new foods when you're traveling, and just a multivitamin to keep your immune system and your body functioning well. Okay, tip number five is to move. Movement helps digestion. Movement helps spark and kind of make us more aware if we're hydrated or not, whether we feel thirsty. If movement helps prevent tight musculature. If you are traveling and you don't move, you can run into lower back pain, you can run into sciatic nerve pain, you can run into just really uncomfortable body responses. And that's simply due to the fact you're dehydrated and you haven't moved. If you were to drink more fluid and move, you would lessen those pains significantly and maybe even prevent them from happening if you start drinking and moving before they turn on. So these are five tips that will definitely help you have kind of better just body feel and overall nutritional health while you're traveling. It can be done easily. It just has to be done with attention. You have to pay attention to your hydration and stay ahead of it. You have to pay attention to your access to foods. Buy what you need ahead of time so you can snack throughout the day. So you have to pay attention to it and stay ahead of it. Eat early, not late. Pay attention to it. Stay ahead of it. Supplement your body. Pay attention to it. Stay ahead of it. I know I'm repeating myself. Movement helps you. Pay attention to it. Stay ahead of it. So, can we do lazy behaviors and fix everything once it all goes to shit? Not really. So why do we even wait to that? Okay? It's better to just stay ahead of it, do a couple small acts that will prevent you from feeling like crap, and that's going to help you have a better overall experience when you travel. You can be in a better physical state, which then helps you be in a better emotional and kind of mental state, and then you're going to improve your relationships, you're going to improve your excitement of where you're at, how much fun you're having, what you're taking in on the environment. I mean, it is understated, even though I'm doing an entire podcast about it, it is understated how proper nutrition can improve all aspects of your life, especially when you're traveling. If you eat well, you hydrate well, you take care of your body well, you can have a great trip, a great time. You can really, really enjoy the experience. So I hope you take these tips, and I hope that you get the most from them so that you can get the most from your experience. Cool. Okay, as always, if you need anything from us, just email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. You can check out our website at www.brutalirongym.com. We are always here. We are always happy to help. Please reach out anything you want at all. And if you do like the podcast, if you think it's helpful, please share it. Please, please, please. The more people you share the podcast with, the more people you get listening to the podcast, the bigger the podcast can grow, and therefore we can get good information to more people. It's really important to try to get people clear cut, no BS, truthful information in the chaos of the information age today. So please share the podcast if you don't mind. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. And as we always say, if you have questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. This podcast is for you. So we want to know what you want to learn about. And you can always tell us at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful. And thank you for listening.